Governor Andrew Cuomo has not been getting along well with other Democrats in the state this summer. For some time, Cuomo has appeared to have a feud with the Democratic mayor of New York City. But in recent weeks, the governor has directed increasingly scathing comments toward Democrats in the state assembly. We get more from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
Governor Cuomo's ongoing feud with New York City Mayor de Blasio has been well publicized, ranging from arguments over charter schools to homeless policy, with de Blasio saying at one point he felt Cuomo had a vendetta against him. Now, increasingly, the animosity has been directed toward Democrats who are in the majority in the state assembly. Just after the legislative session ended in early summer, Cuomo announced state regulations to step up inspections at daycare centers in New York City and the rest of the state. A bill to do many of the same things failed when Democrats in the assembly did not pass it. Siding with Mayor de Blasio, he cited technical concerns over the way the measure was structured.
I'm not going to allow children to be abused because of political reasons.
Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie issued a testy response saying the governor should be the last one accusing anyone of playing politics and saying enough. After the child care dust-up, the Assembly Democrats held an oversight hearing on the governor's economic development policies, which are the target of a federal investigation. Cuomo's economic czar, Howard Zemsky, was grilled for over 2 hours by skeptical Democrats on the program's effectiveness. Zemsky afterward expressed annoyance at repeated questions about details of the Startup New York program, which has spent $45 million on advertising, but so far created just 408 jobs.
We can get into the weeds in the minutia of it and lose the big picture. So I've answered that question. You heard the back and forth. I'm not going to
Do you deny that they're inaccurate?
I'm not going to go through it again.
Now, Cuomo seems to be blaming the Democrats in the assembly for the economic decline of upstate New York.
The New York State Legislature should look long and hard in the mirror about what they did to upstate New York and how we wound up in the situation we were in, because it didn't have to be.
The governor spoke after an announcement in Buffalo marking the expansion of a Geico call center. He said both houses of the legislature sat on their hands and did nothing for decades while New York hemorrhaged jobs.
And all they did was make it worse by continuing to raise taxes and raise taxes and raise taxes and stifle businesses and stifle New Yorkers.
A spokesman for Assembly Speaker Hastie had no comment on the governor's latest charges. At that same question-and-answer session with reporters, Cuomo said Hillary Clinton, who was a senator for New York and who is now, of course, running for president, did not bear any responsibility during her years in office as a representative for New York for the decline of the economy.
Well, I don't know if you noticed, but it is now the political silly season, and people are hammering people all across the board because it's the season for hammers. How significant Hillary Clinton as senator was supposed to be in developing jobs, I don't know.
The governor has also questioned the need for a pay raise for legislators, saying they should make a case before a pay raise commission and saying their job performance has not been great. And Cuomo stepped up tensions with the state controller, Tom DiNapoli, also a Democrat. DiNapoli has released audits that found Cuomo's economic development agency was not always operating efficiently. Cuomo says DiNapoli is dead wrong and needs to educate himself. DiNapoli says he stands by his audits. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.